Te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Ai, tēnā ana koutou e whakarongo mai ana ki au i tēnei wahanga te rā. Ka mutu kei konei taku kai kōrero, kei te hakarongo mai i tēnei rā, kia tātou e kōrero ana, ka mutu mā koutou me o koutou taringa e whakarongo mai. Tēnā ana koutou e whakarongo mai ana ki wāna nei takotonga me ngā kaupapa e mōhi ana eia mō tēnei mahi. To the listeners, I have a lady here and she is quite willing to talk about experiences and a job that she is bringing up up to the far north to Kaitaia, and I'm going to let her speak about the different areas of this particular little story we have. So I am going to let her talk to you, and I'm going to get her to introduce herself, who she is, and what role is she doing. So, kia ora to you, Marama Lloyd, and I'm hoping that a lot of listeners that are listening to you, they probably know of you and your family, especially coming from up north. Someone from around the area will definitely know. So let's hear what you have to say from where you're from. And that's an introduction of your role.
Kia ora. Oh, kia ora te mana whenua o te rohe o Tai Tokerau no Kaitaia. Ko Marama Lloyd tōku ingoa, ko au te moko o Hemi Pariki nga no Ngāti Kahu, engari, ko tōku whaia ko Barbara Bergen, me tōku matua ko Ivan Bergen no Ahipara, engari, kia hau i roto taku nākau ko Ahipara, ko te aneroa o tohe tōku tūranga waiwai. Nō reira, ko Ngāti Kahu, rāu ko te rāra o ku iwi. Kia ora, koutou, ngā whakarongo mai. Ko au te kai tuhi o Ata Mera Dance Company, me ko tōku kōrero i tēnei rā, kei te haramai mātou ki te ahu i tērā wiki, he whakangāhau ko Onepu. Engari, e kōrero ana i nāianei ahau te reo Pākehā. Kia ora. Kia ora, everybody. My name's Marama, and I'm the director, one of the directors of Atamira Dance Company. This is one of Aotearoa's leading contemporary Māori dance companies. Recently, our colleagues from Black Grace came through the town, so we are a similar type of art form as them. And we are, because I was born and raised in Auckland, but my mum was Barbara Bergen, my granddad was Ivan, from out of the beach in the general store in Ahipara. So I've been eating sand on the beach since a baby, like my grandparents and great-grandparents before me. My whānau, the whakapapa, originates in the Te Tahawai Hapu of Ngāti Kahu. We whakapapa back to Turikatuku Makareta, that's my great-great-great-grandmother. So I'm a bit of a throwback in my family, and I've been spent a lot of my working career in the field of dance, and especially Indigenous dance, which as a kaupapa brings stories of whakapapa, whanaungatanga, and mythology to the stage, embodied through the art form of contemporary dance, which is not ballet and it's not kapahaka, but it essentially fuses the language of the old with a free art form that allows for a lot of interpretation from both the audience and the artist. So we're on tour at the moment, and it was my wish to bring us, our company, up to Kaitaia to share our current work, Onepu. And this is a Kaitahu story. It's from a tohunga rangatira of the Kaitahu tribe deep in the South Island about wind goddesses, Atua Wahine of the winds. This is a story, as was told and written down a while ago from a tohunga back then, who said the world was flat and it was rimmed by a sandbank, and on the sandbank stood these powerful winds, these powerful elements of nature, the wind goddesses. So the choreographer of this work, Louise Portiki Bryant, is from there, and she's collaborated with a great-granddaughter of the tohunga, Tione Tāre Tikau. His granddaughter, Ariana Tikau, is part of the work as well. She's created the sounds for, and she performs live with Taonga Pūoro. So we have six performers, six dancers, and a very layered work with AV design, beautiful lighting, a really great sound score, and a beautiful choreographic story, bringing this old kōrero back into the present. So we are coming to Te Ahu. We will be there next Friday. We are going to be doing a schools matinee with some of the kura up there, and we will be performing at 7 p.m. at Te Ahu next Friday night, and we would love you to come and enjoy an hour of being transported to another time and place into the mythology of an Indigenous kōrero.
Right. How did you get the name Onepu?
So Onepu was chosen by the choreographer to mean sand, and that's reflecting the sandbank, te piko piko e whiti, upon which these Atua Wahine stand.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and the set itself is a circle of sand on stage, so the performance happens in and around this sand circle.
Okay. And with this story of the sand, how many is inclusive into the stage for doing this program? How many have you got doing the acts?
Yeah, we have six dancers who take on the role of the six Atua Wahine, the characters of Hine Pūnui o Toka, the mother of the Atua, and also Maui's grandmother. And we have Hine Aroraki, who controls the flight of birds. Hine Hauone, who stands in the east and the north. Hine Roriki, who's the powerful northerly wind. And Hine Rotia, who holds the winds to the west. And then we have Ariana Tikau, who takes the role of Hine Aropari, whose winds you hear on the echoes of cliffs. And Ariana is a composer of Taonga Pūoro, so she is singing live, and her Taonga Pūoro are part of the soundscape of the work.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Now, how does your whānau get tickets to the event?
Kia ora, whāia. Tickets, you can go online to our website, Atamira Dance, and have a browse through there. You can go online to Event Finder and search for Onepu. But as usual, up in Kaitaia, you can buy tickets at Te Ahu. And Denise from Te Ahu, Denise Conlon, you can get tickets there before the show if you turn up to the box office and on the night of the show. But it does start at 7, so do come along from about 6:30 and, you know, get organised and get your seat. Normally we are performing in theatres, but this time we're in the main hall, so everyone will sit on the flat and we'll be on the stage. But we have, there's a lot of projection and light, so we'll be in blackout, so it's a very atmospheric atmosphere. And then, you can get tickets at Te Ahu.
Oh, very good, very good.
And we also, at the end of the show, we like to sit and have a kōrero with the audience to know who our audience is and to get their thoughts and feedback and have an exchange of kōrero after for about 20 minutes.
Oh, lovely. Now, how much are the tickets?
The tickets range in price from about, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to look this up. I haven't kept it in my head. The tickets are listed on the, when you go on to Event Finder.
Oh, yes, and that's
but
where.
But there's a range of tickets for group booking or for youth. So adult, the top price is 35. Senior citizens is 20. Student is 20. Youth is 15. So it ranges from about 15 to 35. Mm. Yeah, so we just appreciate the support. We're on the road and we just, you know, in exchange for your utu and your time, we hope to give you a magical hour of doing something a bit new and a bit different.
Oh,
and
yes. I think
especially with rangatahi to, you know, and maybe inspire them into seeing how this kind of art can be a something to do, you know.
Oh, lovely. Kia ora, kia koe, mediama, marama.
Kia ora.
For this little kōrero we have, because it'll be quite interesting to have a show in Kaitaia. They have it very far and few. And, of course, bringing it to Kaitaia, it's something a bit more different from the usual atmosphere up here of kapahakas and a few other things. But I quite like this idea of having a different show to show the people up here in Murihuinua, all around here, what it's like with this type of show you're bringing to Kaitaia. Nā no reira, marama. Anything else in closing?
No, thank you very much for letting me have this kōrero. I'd love to see Kaitaia come and enjoy this with us. And I know the day we arrive, we're going to pop back into the station, maybe with the choreographer and the artistic director, and have another little kōrero with you.
Oh, so that would be lovely.
Really look forward to coming up. And we're staying out at Ahipara, and I'm really excited to show the rest of my company. There's about 12 of us on the road. I can't wait to walk on the 90-mile pit to Neratoi with them.
Well, collect some pippies while you're there.
Kia ora.
Iwa te kaumaa whetū, ira tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te heku o te ika.